Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're tuned into Madhouse Music Show with your girl, Jessica Lane. And we're doing a live show today in the studio with Little Zane. He has a new movie that's available today, Foolish Love, on Redbox. And he has new music coming out, but we'll get to that a little bit later. We're going to play some music. And you can follow me for pictures and video of what's going on right now on my Instagram at I Am Justice Lane. We'll be right back. And when we come back, we'll be live with Zane.
I ain't never wanted nothing but a whole thing, yeah.
This beat is so, bitch.
Don't call my phone unless you want a whole thing. Hello? I'm selling nothing but whole things.
All I ever wanted was a whole thing.
I need a whole thing.
Don't call me unless you want a whole thing.
A whole thing.
If you pay for half, I might front you the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
All I ever wanted was a whole thing.
Holy shit. Where'd you find this?
Whole thing.
Train.
On who, bruh?
I don't know somebody hoe, man. Got these bitches stalking, wanna know my whole name.
Dope.
Neighborhood dope, man. No cocaine.
Hey.
I'm riding with these two heaters, cause this a cold game.
Yeah.
I'm in a cold world. Watch your nigga and your girl.
It,
I just sold a 448 for 48.
Hey.
Times 20 and went got the coupe with the paper plate.
Dope, boy.
The whole thing's of that strong shit, I'm on the paper chase. I hustle all year round, I don't know how to take a break.
Hell no.
Cross country trapping, picking up checks state to state.
Hey.
They ask what used to be my dreams, and this is what I say.
All I ever wanted was a whole thing.
I need a whole thing.
Don't call me unless you want a whole thing.
A whole thing.
If you pay for half, I might front you the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
All I ever wanted was a whole thing.
Real trap mixtape, nigga.
Whole thing.
Whole thing.
I got permission, I'm shipping them whole things. Permission scene, extension clipping both lanes. My window tint on my bitch, she got road rage. Middle wedge of summer, my block like Stone Age. We only want the money, cocaine, I won't change. Investigation, police know my whole name. 30 years, call that shit dope game. I probably ice them and light up like propane. I'm popping rockets with 30s and silences, and they nervous. Niggas sleeping, we working the murky funeral service. Now I got dope in the cellar, plenty smokers and hellin' me. My pockets are selling weed. What the fuck is you telling me?
All I ever wanted was a whole thing. Don't call me if you want a whole thing.
Trappin' and rappin', one take with it. I don't want the fame, I just want the money. Okay. You can keep all the fame and the hoes on the nigga that just want
this money, this money, this money.
You can keep all the fame and the hoes on the nigga that just want
this money, this money, this money.
You can keep all the fame and the hoes on the nigga that just want
this money, this money.
You can keep all the fame and the hoes on the nigga that just want
this money, this money, this money.
Can a young nigga get this money? Can a young nigga get this money? This money, this money. Can a young nigga get this money? Can a young nigga get this money? This money, this money. Can a young nigga get this money? Can a young nigga get this money? This money, this money. Can a young nigga get this money? Can a young nigga get this money? Jump out, I'm on now. Niggas hearing my name in these streets, nigga, I'm famous. Can't creep out, I'll trade this shit for some bands, nigga. Big nigga, big plans, nigga. AK on my lap now, cause niggas trying to snatch you. Put that nigga to sleep quick, Kush Game Mafia. I'm the dumb bitch, Zay Man too quick. Move so by my brain slick. Fuck the crackers, nigga, fuck the feds. Never in debt, bitch, shit, I'm legit. I ain't wanna do it, but he owe me bread. Niggas think I sleep, but my goons got it lit.
Always about my bread.
Always about my bread.
My words start a riot. Take these streets off this fucking diet. Take these streets off this fucking diet. Yeah. You can keep keep all the fame and the hoes on the nigga that just want
this money, this money, this money.
You can keep all the fame and the hoes on the nigga that just want
this money, this money, this money.
You can keep all the fame and the hoes on the nigga that just want
this money, this money.
You can keep all the fame and the hoes on the nigga that just want
this money, this money, this money.
Can a young nigga get this money? Can a young nigga get this money? This money, this money. Can a young nigga get this money? Can a young nigga get this money? This money, this money. Can a young nigga get this money? Can a young nigga get this money? This money, this money. Can a young nigga get this money? Can a young nigga get this money?
Money is my friend. That's a friendship to die for. Get rich or die trying. Big money I ride for. I can see you hating. What you trying to hide for? Step into the light. Show your face to that fire hole. I'm down for nothing. I get it how I live. My mind stay on money. I stay busy. I can't chill. Time waits for no man with no plan. You plan to fail. Bitch, I'm on a paper trail. Believe it, dog, I manage well. I put the cash in cash milk. I'm still spending money from last year. Got champagne on my glass here. On the money train if I crash here.
Okay, you can keep all the fame and the hoes on the nigga that just want
this money, this money, this money.
You can keep all the fame and the hoes on the nigga that just want
this money, this money, this money.
You can keep all the fame and the hoes on the nigga that just want
this money, this money.
You can keep all the fame and the hoes on the nigga that just want
this money, this money, this money.
Can a young nigga get this money? Can a young nigga get this money, this money, this money? Can a young nigga get this money? Can a young nigga get this money, this money, this money? Can a young nigga get this money? Can a young nigga get this money? This money, this money. Can a young nigga get this money? Can a young nigga get this money?
DJ Lil' King.
I swear my bitch with the homie with the switcheroo. I rock the brick up for the dummy with the switcheroo. Out with the old, in with the new. Still stacking money, I'm a homie blue. The Blue Benjamin. The Blue Benjamin. Cuss all on my tips.
Ow.
Serving bags of gas.
Good gas.
Switcheroo right in the jazz. NPA Hefe, I got on my tag.
Bow.
All of my bitches like I dream a genie. All of my bitches are bad. Sucking my dick while I'm swerving the Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Switcheroo whips on their ass. 200 digital dad. Peruvian and cocaine. Hand me the pot in the beat. I'm whipping the cake in the main. $1 million trap spot in the A. Young niggas show the scrap at 8K. Cool, Fozzarella day. Killing it in the DaVinci Blank. Dick is too bitchy, why they bae? Long way here for now, they know my name. The Blue Benjamin, that ain't Blue Eminem. A rubber band racking them every day. A different pack coming in from the bay. You little bitty bitch, I'm a dealer. Pee wee don't wait, I fought that type of race. You little bitty bitch, I'm a flipper.
I
swim my bitch with the homie with the switcheroo. I ride the brick up.
Going global, nigga. And this what I know. Straight up. Word. Yeah. Yeah. I got some killers, my nigga, still walking around. I got some bad bitches, say they hold you down. I got some innocent niggas who still are down.
Aziz
moving silence, my nigga, don't make a sound. And this what I know. I know, I know,
but
I know,
but
I know, I know, I know. know, and this what I know, I know, I know. These are the things that I know, I know, I know,
I know.
Price is right like Plinko. I'm doing numbers like bingo. Big long birds, flamingos. 36 those, that's a kilo. Tiger Woods, I play with them birdies. Some shooters around me, I call them Steph Curry. French Montana, got no worries. Joe Montana, catch a play in the hood. That hot ass dope, talking fresh out the oven. Got a Martha Stewart wrist the way my kitchen be jumping. I be cooking Katy Perry with that dope like Halle Berry. Drop it in ice on you, January. Chase that cheese like Tom and Jerry. Watch out for the feds, what I know, what I know. If you trapping on the block, on the low, on the low. Gotta keep your mouth shut and get dough, for them burglar boys coming, keep the show. I got some killers, my niggas still walking around. I got some bad bitches, say they hold you down. I got some innocent niggas who still are down.
Every rapper in the game will say they sold cocaine. Never went to jail, was never on no chain. Always throwing crosses, that's what their hoes get. Claim to be a boss, but you a little broke bitch. Reason you alive, thank the niggas you run with. I was in the cell with you and you ain't run shit. Told me put my shoes on, but you ain't scratch. I recall, ain't check off, and then was so laid back. But niggas, you would make calls. Don't that sound like drill? When I call a bitch you love, she get her oh so fast. Fucking right, I read my Bible. I believe in God. Yeah, you fucked me in my shit, but you denied it, ho. I have respect for every man and the man you respect me. Niggas still alive, he lying if he say he check me. Rather stand alone before I pull a nigga's dick. All you pussy rappers just be pulling niggas dick.
Behind my name, I'm standing tall and will die any day. As I come rise, I thought I put that foolish pride away. If you broke, can't take a loss, I can't walk away.
I got about 100 of the mud.
Straight up.
But she just wanna fucking smoke.
Dope.
Yo, mama know what it's gon' be. She just wanna fool.
Stupid.
I got about 100 of the mud.
Straight up.
But she just wanna fucking smoke.
Dope.
Yo, mama know what it's gon' be. She just wanna fucking smoke.
Madhouse Radio, biatch. You listening to Justice Lane right now. This your boy Gold Rush. I ain't gonna lie.
All I want is power. Get this money by the hour, man.
Power.
All I want is the power.
I want the power.
Money bring me the power.
Money, mafia, middle finger to you cowards. Heard pussy got power. That's a different kind of power. Nigga work his ass off and get a million fucking dollars. This is all I want is power. Money and the power. Money, mafia, middle finger to you cowards. Heard pussy got power. That's a different kind of power. Nigga work his ass off.
I started with a dream. Niggas call me Benson. Way I put together this team. We all came from the struggle, but I came from the cream. They say the cream rise to the top. Motherfucker, what you mean? I said my daddy out the brick to my grandma that threw him. Everybody that I left, nigga, they didn't walk out. So I did it on my own. I don't owe nobody shit. I'm a hood nigga, but I'm motherfucking rich. And I ride in that Rolls Royce cause I made it. And it's family shit that got crazy. For $1 million, your friends will change. You might lose your fucking old lady. And ain't no limit to us getting paper. Nigga, work hard. Middle fingers to you haters. Y'all can't stop
all
us.
I want
all black. Who's in my city? Hit the button, I'm so back. Black tint, black tint, yellow tint, factory wind. You don't gotta like me, but you're chitting on me. Puff Daddy in the city, I'm the big homie. When you see us in a club, 50 bottles with the sparkles, bring them to us. Everybody in the section wanna come over here, yeah, you fucking with us. Wait, hold up, freeze. Your pockets immature, your money need to grow up, please. You don't really know my speed. 200 on the dash, you'll know when I leave.
Girl, I'm a crib just torn. The bad mobile only move by the coin. The bad mobile only move by the coin. I'm an employer, I ain't got no time to loiter. Got a Glock in every drawer, blame it on my paranoia. Hold up, smoking through the quarters like I'm trying to meet a quarter. Get your lady off my sofa before I hit her with the Cobra. With the Cobra, that's all that's on a diet. Ladies, raise your hand if you got low mileage. I got a dope hybrid, your pack is so quiet. I ain't going nowhere, bitch, unless I'm going diamond.
And you're tuned into Madhouse Music Show. It's your girl, Justice Lane. You already know. I am joined today with a special guest, actor and rapper Lil Zane. He has a new movie out. He's working on some new movies and new music and projects. Well, after this music break, in around 10 minutes, we'll be right back, and I will be going live. So make sure you stay tuned in. Check out our website at ifm-radio.com. Also follow me on Instagram at I Am Justice Lane, and also follow Lil Zane at Lil Zane's World.
All I want is power. Get this money by the hour, man. Power. All I want is the power. All I want is the power. Money bring me the power. Call me Benson, way I put together this team. We all came from the struggle, but I came from the cream. They say the cream rise to the top. Motherfucker, what you mean? I said my daddy out the brick to my grandma that new house. Everybody that I left, nigga, they didn't walk out. So I did it on my own hood, but I'm motherfucking rich. And I'm riding in that Rolls Royce cause I made it. And this family shit done got crazy. For $1 million, your friends will change. You might lose your fucking old lady.
I got all this powder, plus I got all these downers, I got heavy firepower. I put the
power and power. Split your avocado, hair trigger, Palo Malo. I'm the first to find out the last note. I'm the shit on the bathroom float. Used to sell fake crack or soap. They don't make soap like that no more. You live by the gavel or by the gun. Find out the chatter, we chop your tongue. And mail that bitch to your mama house with a note saying we got your son. I'm a beast in these streets. Nigga, say that then. I just did. But say that again. I'm a beast in these streets. Nigga, Glock 40 on fleek. Nigga, blood gang bitch. Respect the powers that be. Nigga,
all I want is power. Money and the power. Money mafia. Middle finger to your cows. Her pussy got power. That's a different kind of power. Nigga, work his ass off. They get a million fucking dollars. All I want is power.
All I want is power. Get this money,
all I want is power.
All I want is in power. All I want is in power. Money bring me the power.
Street money. I drive fast cars. My 71 Cutlass is like a NASCAR. I got army guns. I told pocket monsters.
This here dope boy. Crap out here dope boy. Just man here dope boy. Four time rap. Four time dope boy. She said she want a dope boy. What she got a dope boy? She said she want a dope boy. What she got a dope boy? She said she want a dope boy. Where you got a dope boy? All we do is sell dope boy. Came up off the dope boy. All I do is stay down, try to get a little money stack up these figures. Hey, young nigga said trend, I can bring back. Come here, fuck it. Okay. What the nigga talking about? What the nigga wanna do? These niggas ain't hush. Yeah, got it out the mud, still sipping on mud. Niggas stand back, rolling up mud. Stankin', that the headband. Y'all nigga really, really don't understand. Me and Crab Pie getting bread, man. Making jewels, got the jewels, got the jewel, man. I would do it, hustle. Made me call a scooter. Just had a talk with the labor. I need an extra budget for my shoulder. Old school, what for Honda? Got a bank full of Honda. Y'all nigga probably us. You don't keep it 100. All I do is stay down.
Stay down.
I ain't have no choice. Got a bad dope girl. Said she looking for a dope boy. She says she want a dope boy. Wish she got a dope boy. Every nigga around me go, huh? Just say a dope boy. Crap out here, dope boy. Jill man here, dope boy. Part time rap. Full time dope boy. She says she want a dope boy. Wish she got a dope boy. She says she want a dope boy. Wish she got a dope boy. She says she want a dope boy. Where you got a dope boy? I would do a sell dope boy. Came up off the dope boy.
I'ma sell that dope, I'ma keep that dope, I'ma run that dope.
I'ma run it.
I'ma keep that pistol, I'ma shoot that pistol, nigga. I never turn. Freestyle, nigga, I never wrote.
I never wrote.
Run a bad pocket fool, I never broke.
No, I ain't broke.
Cut your fucking throat. She wanna her dope, but she got her dope, but best believe Mojo gonna keep it, girl, up the park. Been in the tub, getting rubbed. Talking to my plug about them drugs.
Madhouse Radio, biatch. You listening to Justice Lane right now. This your boy Gold Rush. I ain't gonna lie.
And we're back, and you tuned into Madhouse Music Show. It's your host, Justice Lane, you already know. And today I'm live with actor and rapper Lil Zane. What's good, Lil Zane?
What's good? What's good? Thanks for having me.
Yes, how have you been?
I've been good. I've been working hard.
I see. You know, as far as your acting career, you know, for in Dr. Dolittle 2, the Parker's Girlfriend, Finding Forrester. So your acting career has been very successful. And we now know you have a new movie out. It's available in Redbox, Foolish Love. So tell us
yes.
a little bit about your character and how that came about.
Well, Foolish Love is a movie. I play the role of Derek Parks. And he's basically a cool kid, college. He just getting out of college. He's a barber. He gets his first barber job in Philly. And he falls in love with this girl named Autumn that's a dancer, a.k.a. a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
And I love them strippers. Shout out to all the strippers out there.
And, hey, and we
get
ATL for that.
Yeah, shout out to all ATL strippers. And he falls in love with a stripper that ends up falling for his best friend.
Hmm.
So he has to decide if, you know, this girl is bad for him or this girl is someone that he wants to pursue. And, you know, he goes, you know, it shows this and he goes to prove his love to her, but I don't know if it ever gets across to her.
Oh, okay, okay. So, ladies, you know, you're going through that, especially, you know, guys, fellas, watch to check that movie out.
Yeah.
You can get it today. You can go
to the Redbox right now, man.
Yeah, go right now.
Shout out to Sunday Carter because she's starring in it with me. She was on the Basketball Wives. Yeah. And Melvin Jackson, Hassan Biss. It's a lot of great actors in there, man. Jamal Hill directed it.
Okay.
He works with Filavision, and he does a lot of work with Will Smith over at Overbrook, and Charlie Mack, and so you know, it's definitely, he has a new film out too called Brotherly Love.
Okay.
So it's directed by Jamal Hill, same person that did Foolish Love. So Redbox right now just came out. Y'all can check it out.
That's Redbox on fire. Go check it out, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, and now on to this music. I already seen that you're working on the video.
Yeah, the video's came. I'm actually supposed to get a copy of it today, but it's coming out.
Okay, well, let's tell her what we're talking about. Okay, Zane, he's working on the, well, the song's already out.
Yeah.
Featuring Wash and Lil Scrappy.
Yeah, it's online, but it's not on iTunes yet.
Okay.
Well, we're trying to build that buzz up crazy before you put it on.
Yeah, I seen you all over Instagram shooting the video, giving us little teasers. And
trying to tease. I hope it worked, too, because a lot of people called me like, when is this movie? When is this video dropping? So I said movie, too, because it's kind of like a mini movie. Like, everybody's calling it a mini freaking. Like a mini Freaknik video, so,
that's,
you know, we kept it cool enough to MTV and BET and all them, VH1, all of them pick it up, but it's definitely one of them videos that the guys are going to love. Fellas, you're going to love this one. I did this for y'all, man.
Yeah, and if you follow him on Instagram at Little Zane's World, you know, you can see some of them clips of them girls laughing them all in the pool.
Oh,
like,
man,
oh,
shout out to all the beautiful ladies.
Crazy.
Yeah, man,
yeah.
Shout out to all the beautiful ladies that came out. It was directed by Mr. Hollywood. And, you know, shout out to all of, you know, everybody that just helped put it together, man. I was a part of it because, you know, it was a big moment for me.
Yeah, and you're going to be performing this weekend with Lil Scrappy at the bike show.
This Sunday, June 28th, is me, Scrappy, Rocco, and Young Dro, and some other people, too, performing at the International Horse Park
in
Conyers.
So everybody out in Conyers or surrounding areas, definitely make sure you get out there. You know, for the confusion of everybody, it was supposed to be on Saturday, but due to
to the rain, it's supposed to be like 80% chance to rain on Saturday, so they just went ahead and canceled it
to
Sunday.
So it's scheduled for Sunday, so make sure you guys go out there Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as far as the movie, you guys are going to check it out if you want to know any more, or you can just go and subscribe and get your copy of IFM Magazine because that's where the rest of the information will be.
Exactly.
But on a personal level, so for your fans, so who is Lil Zane today? Like, you know, what can we expect from you?
I mean, of course, you know, I'm all grown up now, Lil Zane is still, you know, I'm the same, but just more polished, more seasoned, you know what I mean? I feel like Lil Zane is just, you know, just a regular person, man, a regular dude that go through regular stuff just like everybody else. And I just put it in my music, you know. So when you get this album, it's called No Love Lost, because I feel like the fans.
Yeah, that's your new project.
Yeah, I feel like the new album, No Love Lost, is because when I come back, all the homies, all the fans, they treat me like I never left. You know what I mean? They just be like, damn, I'm glad. About time you put some shit out.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not like, oh, damn, why you come back? It's like, nah, I'm glad you're back. You're supposed to be doing this. So I feel like it's No Love Lost. And then anybody ever, you know, said I doubted me, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even mad at you. It's No Love Lost. In my pop voice, I ain't mad at you. Like, so I just feel like that's what the album is about. And I put everything in all my heart. I think it's gonna be dope.
That's what's up. And do you have an expected date for the release? Or
I'm gonna release it probably like when school start back in, probably like August.
Gotcha.
September. You know, cause I want to do that college run and do all that. You know,
smart.
Yeah, I still look like a young fly too.
Yeah,
so the high school, junior high kids, the college kids, they still look up. Because it's not like when they talk to me, it's not like I'm looking down at them, or they picture me as one of them, because I, you know, I'm around, you know, I'm younger spirit, you know, I mean, I'm young, I'm still young, you know, I just started young, so a lot of people be like, oh, he's
your birthday's coming,
you know what I mean, I'll be 33 on my birthday, so I feel like that's like that number, you know what I'm saying, that 3-3 is like, okay. But when you look at me, I feel like I'm, you know, 21 again, baby, you know?
Well, we know you've been in the game for, like, a really long time, you know, acting and doing music.
Yeah.
What got you into acting and music, or which one was first?
I think it was actually, acting came first. I was in a play. I was in a play called Mad Hearts, like back in the day. And then I just ended up meeting, you know, some people that was in the music industry. And shout out to Kevin Wells, all them dudes. I met them, and they helped me put me up with 112 and stuff. And so it started like that. But I actually was in a play before I actually was in the studio ever. So and they both just took off. But music is my passion, though. Music is what I love to do. Acting is fun. But music is my passion. Does that make sense? Acting's fun, but music is like, you put me in the studio, I'll be there all day.
So where did Lil Zane come from, the name?
I'm the Lil Zane. Well, my pop's name is Big Zane. You know what I'm saying? My pop's raised me, his name Big Zane. So they always call me, my grandma called me Lil Zane. My, you know, my brothers call me Lil Zane. So people think that's a stage name, but it just, you know, it was always a name. I just went by.
Well, being that you've been in, as far as the music part, you've been in the music industry for a long time now.
Yeah, I've been in the music industry now for like probably like 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like since I was like 15, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I started out with, like, you know, with looking at the people like, you know, TLC, people like, I don't know if y'all remember them, but remember like Crisscross ABC.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's why I remixed that Eric Billinger song. You ever heard that Eric Billinger song?
Yeah.
If they don't want her? He took that jump beat. I jumped on that remix because it just brought back so many memories. You know what I'm saying? Like, I came up with, like, you know, Jermaine Dupri, all of them. But I was younger than them. I was always younger. So that's what I'm still able to do. A lot of them not even in the industry no more. They're doing other stuff, so.
Speaking about the industry, you know, anymore, you know, being that you've been in the industry then, I'm sure you've been following everything that's going on. Like, how do you feel about the hip-hop industry now? Like, how do you feel towards it?
I mean, I love it. I mean, evidently, I'm still doing it, so I love it. Like, you know, I feel like the digital world and, like, the internet and world star, all that's good for the game because, you know, you get to live it real time. You know what I'm saying? My life is real. I live it real time. Like, if I go through something, I go in the studio right now and put it down. So nothing like being able to go in the studio, put down what you just went through, and being able to record it, and being able to throw it on world star. You know what I'm saying? I think back in the day, we didn't have that. You know what I'm saying? So right now, you see me all on Instagram, Facebook, whatever they got that's digital or it's online, viral. I love all
that. So you still got that party vibe? Like,
my music party. Like, my music, if you ain't trying to party, it's feel-good music. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's real because, you know, you can make feel-good music but still put a little message in there. Like, I'm rapping. Like, I'm really rapping. And, you know, I'm a lyricist before I'm a party, you know, so, but the music is party, there's lyrics in it, the beats is crazy, the hooks is crazy, and, you know, I'm just that nigga, so you gotta get the album, man, I'm just that nigga when it comes to music right now, and when you hear the new single, P on Fleet, P-O-F, or Kitty on Fleet,
I was just gonna say Kitty on Fleet, I didn't know how to say that to you, I was like, how am I gonna say it respectfully, you know, as a woman, I'm like, maybe I'll just say Kitty on Fleet, or maybe I'll point to him and he'll get the idea.
You know, I wanted to catch their attention, man, you know what I'm saying, so I was like, what's your new single called? It's called On Fleet, you know what I'm saying, but for the radio version and for people that, you know, people that I respect and care,
I think it's called Kitty on Fleet. Yes,
you know?
You know, speaking of the youth, you know, a lot of people, you know, young to older, listen to my show, and a lot of artists or rappers, producers, whatever the case may be, do you have any something inspiring that you can share with them, how to stay in the game? Because it's tough. Whether a lot of artists, you know, because I have read a lot of artists, they say it's easier now because of the digital age and stuff, but it's harder to get, like,
because everybody can do
it.
Anytime you're in a situation where everybody got a chance to do the same thing you do, it's gonna be a lot of competition. Versus back in the day, they were handpicking. You could be someone's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, I own Interscope.
Mm-hmm.
If you look back in the day, a lot of these people got on because they were somebody's cousin or somebody's friend, and they just happened to get a deal. Now it's harder, but it's a more fairer playing ground because. Mm-hmm. You can go on the internet just like I can go on. We can put a song on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And even with me being a major artist, you might get more hits than me on a day because the following is bigger right now.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of independent artists with more Instagram fans and Instagram followers than major artists.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I name a million artists that got more Instagram fans than me to keep it real because they got that market. They're really in the streets, like, you know. So that's I kind of learned from them independent-wise. I learned from them, but my advice to anybody that's getting in the game, I would say, like, first of all, get on your, you know, get on your social game, your social media, viral game, because people want to see a vision now. They want to see that song in that visual. A lot of times you can release the video, the song, then the video come out. Now people releasing the video and the song, iTunes the same day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so people want it now.
Mm-hmm.
People don't, with a million people putting out songs every day, they want it now. And but you also at the same time got to play that thin line because you don't want to oversaturate yourself. Because people right now that you hear so much, 5 years from now, you're not going to hear them because you heard them so much.
Mm-hmm.
They showed you everything on Instagram about them in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're done. Because remember, before you had all these Instagram, you had to guess. It was mysterious. What does Michael Jackson do? Damn, does he really sleep in the bubble? It made you follow him. It made you follow him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's really like that with the chimpanzee?
Yeah.
Like, it made you follow him, like, because he was mysterious. But imagine Instagram was around, and every day he's just showing you in the bubble.
For
that first month, you'll be excited. But after that, it becomes like, oh, I know everything about him already. Okay, who else can I learn about? You know, I feel like some artists got to keep some stuff private. You know?
So how do you feel about our, like, reality TV? That
I feel
movement?
Like reality TV is good for some people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good for some people, it's bad for others.
Because
if you didn't want to do music or never had inspiration to be an actor,
mm-hmm.
a real actor,
mm-hmm.
then it might be good for you. Because you get on there, you get famous. You probably wasn't never going to be famous in your life.
Mm-mm.
So you get famous. You probably ain't really got no real talent. So that worked for you. You
mm-hmm.
took that. You got sponsorships. You got clothing lines. I see a lot of people on the reality show get clothing lines, and or they might be doing music. If you're just a rapper, that might be good for you. You know, if your life is real, but it could take away your credibility too,
mm-hmm.
in a certain way, because it's reality TV. You know, so like I said, it's the what people miss about me. I feel like where I won at and where I'm winning at is even though I was gone for a while. It still made you wonder what are you doing? Like that nigga did this. He didn't like he wasn't bad. What did he just disappear for? Man,
mm-hmm.
that mystery about it. And then you come back out the blue. It's like
yeah,
damn,
I've seen a lot of those.
Again. It's out of curiosity. Out of curiosity, you're gonna check it out. But that's because you don't see me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna see me now, but I'm not gonna do too much to where you just get tired of me. I'm always gonna hit them real hard and then fall back for a minute, get myself together, come back, hit them again, like, so.
So as far as Zane's personality, out of all the songs that you've ever recorded, what song would you say describes you the best, your personality?
The song that describes me the best, my personality, I have to say is, out of my old songs, I probably say a song I had called Ways of the World.
Mm-hmm.
Ways of the World, you know what I'm saying? And I say that because it's a deeper side to me. You know what I'm saying? The Ways of the World, I just talk about, like, stuff going on in the world, stuff, you know, everything. You got to get this song and go into it. But, you know, I touch a little bit on the spiritual side in that song. But that's a song that I feel like most hip-hop people looked over. Like, my fans that know that song are, like, from, like, India and China. And I get a lot of Germany. I get calls from overseas, like, you know, I love Ways of the World. They got their own video. If you go to YouTube and do Ways of the World, they got their own video up with almost like a million hits on it that I never even put up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that kind of intrigues me, how like a song I didn't focus on, but I put my heart on. People
mm-hmm.
like that song. So, you know,
do you remember the first song you ever recorded?
The first song I ever recorded, yeah. It was a song called Girlfriend.
Okay.
Girlfriend, let me tell you about my girlfriend, girlfriend. The first time I wrote, I was like, I'm dope, but if I hang with you, then I'd be broke.
Oh,
the first time I rhyme, and you may choke. I had you swinging from a tree by a rope. Until you in the sea to see if you can float. I met your sister in the club and we eloped. I took her home and fed her paper like a goat. So I was like 8 years old writing that. You know what I'm saying? She came back the next day. I said, no way. She caught an attitude and called her brother Ray. But the funny thing about her brother Ray is that he was gay and I had to fuck him up because I don't play. But look, I'm 8 years old, kicking shit like that, stuff like that. You know, excuse my language, but it makes you, you know, so it makes you just know, like, okay, 8 years old. Remember, at 8 years old, I was hanging out with people like Too Short
mm-hmm.
and Tretch from Naughty by Nature and Pac, like, I was really like,
you already
my mom and my label, I was signed at 8 years old. I was signed to RCA Records at 8 years old. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Nice. So I've been doing this. It just sometimes, and that's my advice to artists too. Like, mm-hmm. like my advice to them is just never stop what you're doing. Like, if you believe in something and you love what you do, like, don't give up. A lot of people see me now and they be like, yo, I respect your, like, your grind. Because, mm-hmm. like, I counted you out. I thought it was over. I ain't even gonna lie. My own homies would tell me that. Like, I thought it was over, bro. Like, but then people that know me and know my consistency and my persistency and my heart, they were like, I just knew you just had to mm-hmm. get your business right, get your mind right. Mm-hmm. No, because music is a feeling. I feel like acting, I can go into it. Music mm-hmm. is a feeling. Like, I might not feel music for a year. I might not feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you know,
that
as an artist, y'all do music? Like, as an artist, you ever just went through a month where you didn't record nothing? And you look back, you be mad at yourself, but you're like, dog, I got so much shit on my mind.
I was depressed for like 6 months.
Come on, dog. I went through some shit where I wasn't feeling music, dog.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling it. I was in the studio every day. I'm making shit because as artists, we don't stop. I might not put nothing out, but because I wasn't confident in what I was putting out, I was like, okay, this sounds like this person. And there's so much new music going. The young niggas got it going. Like, so now I feel like I started going to the club. I started getting back in the vibe. So I fuck with all my young niggas on the block. I started going back to the block, chilling. You know what I'm saying? Caught me a little pack of weed. Niggas started moving it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like niggas can't say I wasn't in the streets. Everybody that know me, it's like the little nigga took it back day one. That's why I'm in East Side Atlanta right now with a new house because I'm like, I got to go back to day one. And now I'm hungry like day one. And I got new movies, so I feel like a new artist because a lot of people 18 and under, they might not know Lil Zane right now. It's their first time me hearing a Lil Zane. Mama be like, oh, their sister be like, oh, I know him from. But they don't care about that. They like, no, the niggas got a new song out right now with my little niggas, Jacob Lattimore and Scrappy. Like, they know them names, so they like, oh, so to them, I'm the new nigga. Scrappy new fans and Jacob Lattimore fans to them, I'm the new guy. Mm-hmm. Until they do their research and like, damn, this thing was out before them.
Yeah.
And then I say, look at me. Like, see this shit? We didn't feel like we got 21. Like, you know, we act like grown men, but it's mm-hmm. still always good to keep that image and that, you know what I'm saying?
Is there any artists now that you're checking out that you're working with or behind the scenes or want to work with?
I'm sorry, I can't let it spill all the beans, but I do like Chris Brown and Tyga Swag right now. They're
mm-hmm.
killing it.
Mm-hmm.
I make fun party music and music for women.
True.
You know what I'm saying? I like J. Cole right now. I heard Akon got a new crazy project coming out. I'm always going to support him. Who else, man? B.O.B. I like B.O.B. Kendrick. You know, so I'm vibing to a lot. Like, Pusha T. You know what I'm saying? I'm on Kanye. You know, Kanye. Big Sean. You know what I'm saying? I'm really into that. You know what I'm saying? Even, you know, Action Bronson. Like, I listen to everything. Joey Badass. I listen to everything, bro. That's why my music, when you hear my new album, you're going to see the different ranges I touch. Because I'm a music fan before I do music. I'm a fan of music. I hear new niggas mixtape all the time, and I bump them like if they was out of range, because I'm a music fan. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that see me out of tape, I'm going to put my CD when I saw me bump me. Like, Runway Richie, I know all the new artists. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because you got haters in
I got a lot of niggas that know, like a lot of people that know, I keep it 100,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's what it is, man.
So what's your music situation now? So you are fully independent?
I'm fully independent, but I got a couple people knocking at my door now, man,
mm-hmm.
which is, it's really cool right now. Like,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not rushing into nothing. I feel like, you know, I owe it to the fans and to the streets to really get hot again, like get hot. Like, I'm just heating up. The video ain't even dropped yet. I got a video dropping before the Pee on Fleek video, so
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's a little realer. It's like it's not just, you know, Pee on Fleek is like Pee on Fleek is that commercial. This one's gonna hit them and let them know before they try to just put me in the mainstream. It's all just commercial. Just let them know he still got them streets.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And don't get it wrong. The Pee on Fleek, all the hood came out from
mm-hmm.
the East Zone 1, Zone 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like, they came out. Like, I had everybody, but I brought them to a nice place, a mansion,
mm-hmm.
and we kicked it. Like, You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be dope.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Any shout outs? Tell everybody where they can find you for your booking and all that good stuff.
Straight up, man, you can hit me up at Lil Zane's World for booking. You know what I'm saying? You can hit me on the IG or get in touch with my manager, David Berrios. What else, man? Follow me Facebook, Lil Zane, on Facebook, Twitter, Lil Zane's World. What else, man? I just want to let y'all know I got another movie coming out called Bolden that we just shot, and I got a movie that we're shooting in Atlanta right now called Good Street coming out next year. And, you know, I got the new mixtape, No Love Lost.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all the DJs in Atlanta, man, that have been bumping my stuff. DJ Big C, DJ, I'm Silent DJ, DJ Omizzy, you know, the Surat Boy Manny, Surat Boy Q, man, everybody that's just been out there, just, you know, making sure that your boy good when I'm out here. And just every DJ that's in Atlanta that's been supporting, you know who you are, man.
All right, well, I'm not going to let you go that easy. Being that it's Madhouse Music Show and everybody that comes on the show, I ask them, what is the craziest thing that ever happened to you in the music industry?
The craziest thing that ever happened to in the music industry had to be.
He's like, let me take a sip. Sips juice? Okay.
Yo, the craziest thing that happened to me in the music industry just probably had to be like, you know, just being in the wrong place at the wrong time. You know what I'm saying? Always wrong place at the wrong time. You know what I'm saying? Being caught up, man. Like, I can't really go into it because it's kind of crazy,
you.
But I'm trying to think of some. All right, craziest thing that ever happened to me.
Like, all right,
I lost a lot of money. Okay. Me and my manager, we had a, you know, everybody know we keep the jewelry getting crazy. We had all our jewelry in a suitcase. All of it used to roll, and I had like 20 chains. And we used to get a crew, you know, here you go, put this chain on, we go out, whatever, boom, boom, boom. Make sure everybody good. Well, my manager had the chains in the suitcase, and, you know, we was in Miami, and he went to jump in a cab in Miami. And when he went to jump in the cab, he seen a chick pull up, and he was, like, trying to holler at the chick.
Mm-hmm.
And he left the suitcase on the ground, and he jumped in the cab.
Mm-hmm.
So when he pulled off, and he got this up, he's like, where the suitcase at, dog? The jewels in it. He's like, yo! Like, suitcase left in the middle of the street about damn near $1 million worth
her
of jewels.
Her kitty must have been on fleek.
Much had to be. $1 million worth of jewelry, dog.
Y'all get it back, y'all
going? We didn't get that back. Nah, we had to suck
that
up. You know what I'm saying? We had to suck that. I mean, insurance plan had took care of it, but we had to suck that up, man. That was a loss, man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lesson right there, man.
Yeah.
Don't chase these women, man.
No.
I love them.
$1 million.
I love women. I'm sorry. I don't chase them. I replace them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was just like, you know, I learned from right there. Like, you got to, yeah, I put, you know what I'm saying, money over the, you know, MOB, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Keep your money right, because that was a loss right there. We ended up getting it back, and we laughed about it later, but we was mad for a long time. Had the whole crew arguing with each other.
Oh, damn, right?
It's your fault. Like, come on, like, I'm just like, man, you got to learn, man. Like, got to stay focused, man. Stay focused. That's what your boy did. I stayed focused.
Yeah.
Now I got the new album, No Love Lost, coming out.
Mm-hmm.
New single, Kitty on Free, featuring Jacob Lattimore, Lil Scrabby, and Watch. I got three great new artists and some artists you already know on one track. And I think it's going to be dope, man. You know what I'm saying? Red Box movie out right now.
That's
Foolish Love. Yeah.
That's what's up. Okay. And also make sure, you know, tell everybody they can check you on ISM Magazine. You already know.
ISM Magazine, man. You already know what it is. ISM Magazine. Shout out to the magazine for having me, man. Best magazine in the world, man. We about to put it down official.
Yes.
Check my issue coming real soon. If you're reading this right now, then you already know it's going down.
Yeah, right? They're already listening. Yeah, we've done a lot of good issues, man. They make, you know, world. You already know. Check it out.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Thank you.
We're not going to give you guys everything. We're going to go off, and I'm going to spend some more time with Lil Zane. Going to chop it up a little bit more. To get the rest of the interview, you got to get ISM Magazine.
ISM.
Now this here ain't no ordinary love. something special. Got me shook up with the things you do.